We're a comedy podcast.
We're a comedy podcast.
We're hilarious,
we're,
guys.
I don't even know what this is anymore.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Two Latin Brothers Podcast, the podcast where we talk about entertainment and our daily lives, brought to you as a day-by-day comedy podcast. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian.
And we're back at it again with another episode of the podcast.
I know. I feel like we keep doing this every
week. You feel like we keep doing this every week when we've literally been doing this every single week.
For like 5 years.
Literally 5 years.
It's crazy to think about, actually.
Yeah. We apologize for the No React Mondays and the whatever Wednesdays.
The vlogs. We have a vlog.
It's just...
None of us have touched it.
It hasn't been edited. If you guys would like bare minimum raw. Nah, I'm kidding. I can't do that to you guys.
Yeah.
Nah, who knows? Maybe right after this, I'll start editing it.
Actually, I was thinking of doing it next week.
Oh, I mean, if I edit it now.
I mean, true.
I mean, I could edit it tomorrow, because I don't have anything tomorrow.
Right, yeah, you could, yeah.
Yeah.
If you edit it, I may drop a lo-fi edit.
Yep. Stay tuned for that on the Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah, gotta figure it out on TikTok. Yeah,
maybe we'll create a Facebook page, too. Right. I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. At this point, like, everything's up in the air. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I feel like the more we do these sorts of these like little things, I feel like it's just it's so good. I feel like the lo-fi edit should have popped off.
No,
but then the sound got removed on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it just it destroyed its momentum. So definitely something I have to figure out still.
I figured it out.
Okay, well, now that you figured it out, I have to figure out how to edit it, like,
yeah,
as such. Also, I have to get it in within the minute and 30 second range.
Yep.
For Instagram, so I have to, you know, edit. I'm editing for two platforms at the same time.
Yeah,
so I'm running into that hiccup. And, you know, also on top of the fact that I also haven't dropped a Minecraft video in like 2 months.
Yeah, I haven't. My stream account is dead.
Yeah, so my YouTube account for sure is dead.
Well, no, yours isn't dead.
It's just
mine. I'm the definition.
Actually, I think let me check it. I've gotten subscribers.
All right, let's do a cross comparison here. Let's see if I've gotten any views. Very doubtful.
On what?
On Twitch.
Okay. Oh, you have VODs up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Just go to. You know what's YouTube funny studio? Though? Yeah.
The actual clips themselves, like the real. Well, no, I don't have VODs anymore, but the videos I did have more plays than they have now. Like
Okay, so in the last 30 days, I've only gotten 7 views, and it was literally. An old video from 77 days ago.
Yeah, I don't got nothing.
Yeah, so like it's downhill right now.
It's been
a month since I've uploaded.
For starters, I had only grown this page to 10 followers.
Bro, I'm at once a month. Look at this. Okay, so look, my last video was a month ago. The video before that was 2 months ago, and the video before that was 3 months ago.
Yeah, makes sense.
So this week I don't know. I'm gonna wrap up the series. And then, I don't know, I feel like it'll be a tonal shift where I'll just start, I don't know, I'll do something unrelated to Minecraft.
Sure.
And you know, maybe I'll just start throwing up, like, short clips of just something I found interesting in my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Some clips of, like, nature or something, and just me voice-overing it, just, like, thought.
Thought dumps.
Yeah, thought dump one.
Actually, no, you know what you could do? You could start your own podcast.
That seems like a lot of work.
No, it's not. You do 15-minute episodes.
Look, no, I'm not saying to start my own. Okay, I've always...
No, because think about it. Okay, you call it shower thoughts.
Have you ever seen
Gigux
commentating videos on anime?
I think so.
Okay. I've always wanted to try one of those, at least one. Like, just do one.
Yeah.
Just to see...
Go for it.
Like, I've always wanted, but I don't know. I don't want to commit.
Yeah.
That deep. Because I know once I do it once,
yeah,
if it does really well, I'm just going to always want to do that.
Yeah.
And I can't fall into that.
Why not?
Because I don't have that much time.
You don't have to. Just, this is what you do. Ready? You fill them out, three of them. Okay?
Right.
And then you just do one whenever you can in the week.
Right.
Not, don't give yourself like a day you have
no, no,
to
no,
do
I,
it.
No, I wouldn't, I wouldn't whenever say like, can, I would, it wouldn't be a weekly. That's like a month.
Like once a month?
Like once a month.
No, it's not going to be successful.
That's how Gigak does it.
No.
Actually, Gigak will do like once every, he'll do every quarter.
Okay.
You know,
that's,
so.
There's a difference. He has a big following.
I guess. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
That's something to consider.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I kind of want to like turn the lo-fi vlog thing into something, but I haven't figured out exactly, like I haven't thought the format.
Yeah.
I have
a bunch of test runs, post them. Don't doesn't matter. Just test it.
Again, I haven't thought it out yet.
Yeah, so I know. Again.
It's like the inception.
No, literally post as you progress.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so yeah. So I have this thought.
Yeah.
Right? The nucleus of the thought. It's still forming into something.
Okay.
It hasn't actually fully developed into something yet.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
I don't know how to turn it into something. Like I'd still,
you're a caterpillar.
I'm in a metamorphosis if that's what I'm getting at. That's I don't know. Like also I was thinking of I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But once I do, you will know.
Okay.
I haven't figured it out yet. Also I don't know. I feel like a lot of things have been tried and you know some things are hit or miss and I want
to just literally try it. Just upload it. That if I've learned anything
is to upload it.
It's just if it's a test,
yeah,
upload it.
Yeah, of course.
It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. It can be the worst work you've ever done.
Yeah.
Just upload it.
I mean, you know, that's, you know, okay, sure.
Just upload it. Not unless
I feel like my YouTube channel would just become like a random assortment of just things.
Go for it.
Like, remember when people did, people made a different channel for every little thing?
Or you know what you could do?
Yeah.
What you could do is upload all of that on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then upload the real finished product on YouTube. Instagram's your behind the scenes. And so that way you get people to go to your Instagram.
Yeah.
And you get people to go to your YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought about it. Also, I have so many photos to dump on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, no joke. I think next week I'm going to, like, schedule in just a photo a day. Like, just because I have so many old photos.
Yeah, just do it.
That, like, just I haven't uploaded because it's just.
Honestly, just redesign your.
Oh, and then remember the thing we were doing where we were going to. Okay, so this is an idea I pitched him.
Yeah.
So I at the beginning of the year, I pitched, let's take a photo a day.
Yeah.
Then at the end of the year, we'll have this great compilation video.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a photo in like a month.
Yeah, same.
For that. So like, yep. I don't know how that's like at the end of the year. I'm thinking we do like a photo a week at this point.
I think we do a photo once a month. 12 just photos. So you can see the season change.
Like, I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but.
Honestly, like it's already fallen off. Maybe we scrap that, do something else.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we could make it into something and then throw it up as like a reel.
Yeah, I guess.
Like just like a highlight.
Highlight moments. So we grabbed our best photos.
Right.
And then we'll call it, I don't know, something
okay,
like.
Maybe not discuss the full-fledged idea on the podcast.
Well, I don't care. Y'all let us know what you think about it and you come back.
Okay, sure, whatever. Okay, continue, proceed.
Anyways, you just call it something like, I don't want to say photo dumped because that's gross.
Highlight reel?
No. Two right on the dot.
Two right on the dot?
Two right on the dot.
Because it's a highlight reel?
Because it's literally a highlight reel. I don't know. I have to think about that one.
The TLEP rewind?
No, that's not even close to what we're doing, though. Because a rewind would be collecting all of our best moments.
I've honestly thought about doing one, and I don't know.
See, this is what I've been thinking about doing, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know how at the end of the year, we always don't know what to do?
Yeah.
What I thought about doing, and it sounds exhausting,
yeah,
is after we upload the episode of the podcast,
yeah,
I go back.
Yeah.
Rewatch it.
Yeah.
And simply grab a 30-second clip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that won't go on TikTok.
Yeah.
and then save that for a rainy day. And that rainy day will be near the end of the year. And then we do a compilation every year at the end of the year. It'll be like an annual thing. And then just...
It's like a 30-second clip of every episode.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
That's a, that.
What's
52 of them?
Ready? Watch this. 52.
How long would that 30. Be?
52 times 30. That's
divided by 60.
Yeah. Divided by 60. That is 26 minutes.
That's actually not that bad. I thought it'd be a lot longer.
It's because it's only 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know. I guess. Yeah.
So think about it. You do the first half of the episode talking about, you know, New Year's.
Yeah.
What we're planning for the future.
Right.
Exciting stuff. And then the rest of it is just
didn't we do that like the highlight. First year where we did like a highlight reel?
We kind of did it.
I think it was the second
But we
year.
Didn't do one of every episode.
Oh, no. But we did like our top 10.
Yeah,
but we did five, and I picked five, and I think it was the 100th episode.
Yeah. See, the thing is, we created a Discord just for you and I to drop ideas, and we haven't dropped ideas there.
Okay, it's because I don't know. Like, I feel like right now I'm in writer mode, so like all my brain power, is in that. Like, I don't have anything to spare right now. Like all the other like side projects I had are just gone. Like, there's nothing in the background. There's nothing.
Oh man.
It's just because. It's hyper focused, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Cause like I feel like if I let go of like a millimeter, I could give if
you
I
need
give
to learn to balance,
the entire story will collapse.
Yeah. See, you need to learn to balance that.
It's like a house of cards. You know, you take out one card at the bottom. It's just...
Okay. No, but that's your basic foundation of a person. That won't fall.
No, I mean the cohesive. Because right now, like
you can have cohesive thought. It's just a matter of mental state.
Sure. Okay.
Are you telling me you're not?
Okay. So yesterday.
Yeah.
You were like editing something.
Yeah.
You were working. We were doing something for work. Or
yeah.
No, you were trying to figure out this software stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. After work.
Okay. So yeah. So and I was sitting here, writing on my like I wrote out a chapter and a half. I don't know. I just got into the groove and in 30 minutes, I wrote out a chapter and a half, and I went over it this morning.
Yeah.
And like the grammar's good, the structure, the sentence structure's good. I'm like, what was I on yesterday? Like, what is it? Like,
well, I mean, if you practice something enough, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, it's just habit, and you don't have to think about it. Well, and then when it gets to an editor, it's basically just a once check through, making sure that your sentence still makes sense. Because it can, it's possible in English, to have a perfect sentence.
Yeah.
There's nothing grammatically wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it sounds.
Of course, yeah, I know. Sometimes it just sounds awkward or weirder.
So,
but
that's also where style, you know, is created.
True. The other thing too is learning to describe things.
We've talked about this.
We have talked about this, but what I wanted to hit on is that my vocabulary has grown.
Yeah. Learned any new words that you want to share? The table?
No, I mean, words I wouldn't usually. I wouldn't
musically
usually use.
Maybe you've learned too much. Your brain can't even process normal basic
the other
language.
Day, no, okay. So I was like, he was like, he chided away.
He chided away.
Yeah. So like, it's you
define
know,
chided.
Chided.
Yeah.
It's like, how do I explain this? It's like the in between between.
The in between between. The in between of.
Okay, I've lost my train of thought, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I have broken him, ladies and gentlemen.
I've lost every sense of English.
So from this moment forward, we're going to be speaking English. It is the broken form of grammar. And we'll proceed in that state for the rest of this episode.
What is it? The other day you were like a melancholy at the air.
Oh, yeah. That was last week. That was me describing sadness. Suddenly a melancholy hit the air. And that was... pushed down deep to the earth. I don't know what that means. If so, watch, there's going to be that one guy who clips that, and then they're going to get rid of like me being like, I have no idea what that means. And then someone's going to be like, wow, it's so deep. And I'm going to be like, I know, I'm just that good, but I have no idea what it said.
Okay, so the other day, someone asked me if I was happy.
No.
I got a text message asking me if I was happy.
Are you happy?
Yeah. And my instant reply was, yeah, I'd say I'm happy. And they go, what makes you happy? Like, how do you mm-hmm. stay happy? And the only thing I could think of at the moment, and this isn't intended to sound profound or deep.
If you say corn dogs, I'm leaving.
No. This isn't meant to sound deep or profound or anything. I took a moment and I truly thought about
it. Yeah.
And all I could think of was the fact that every day it isn't as exciting as it should be.
Yeah.
But I look forward to the tiny insignificant things
yeah.
that you'd usually look over.
Yeah.
So like one of the things that I've come to really enjoy, and yeah. this is kind of funny because you don't even know this, is the fact that you wake me up every morning now.
Yeah.
So you, like, I know, regardless of what's going on.
Well, I mean, you wake up with a minor heart attack.
Yeah, but I mean, regardless of what's going on, you're going to wake me up in the morning.
Oh, maybe not.
Okay, well.
Maybe I choose not
okay,
to.
Okay, look, that's not the
you
point.
You know what?
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, I will not wake you.
Okay, that's not what I was saying. I'm just pointing it out, okay?
Yeah, because it's Saturday. I've got work.
But I know that during the week, you will.
Yeah.
And, like, little things like that were. You know, I'll go check the mail. I'll look out at the sky or, you know, whatever. Like, it's the tiny little things, like those little interactions that are so insignificant.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I've learned to look forward to.
Yeah.
And the reply was, they're like, wow, I've never thought of any of this before.
Yeah. If you can't take a moment to yourself, walk in nature or realize the position that you're in, and realize the things that you are grateful for, that likely means that there's something in your life you have to work towards.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you have to start thinking. You have to be aware of what you're doing, have purpose for what you're doing. And if you're just brain-numbingly doing what you want to, well, doing what you're doing now, and you don't understand why, then there isn't really a point to be doing that. It's just a matter of reflection. Not to say to stop doing what you're doing, because I'm sure there's reasons that you're doing what you're doing, but you have to realize the significance behind it.
Right.
Yeah.
And with that note, we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
And we're back.
We are back.
We are back. Not to get too philosophical. But yeah, I think it's interesting to see those sorts of things. Also, I don't know what it was, but I'll have you all know, I asked if I could talk about this on the podcast before, like, you're okay. Exposing.
You're exposing.
I'm not going to say their name, but I'm not exposing. In case you're wondering, you're like, yo, how is he talking about this?
Yeah.
They also know what I do, so it's like, they're like, yo, you can talk. Like, every now and then, we'll say something deep to each other, and she'd be like, yeah, I can talk about that on the podcast. It's cool. I can.
Yeah, it's fine.
But definitely, it's interesting to see those, like, moments of insecurity. Not insecurity, but, like, a sense of doubt on whether or not you actually feel a certain way about life.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, we all go through moments of, like, you know, I'm not good enough, or, you know, yeah. I'm not great enough, or stuff like that. But oftentimes, I'll make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
And realistically, this is something that I think it's kind of bad, but at the same time, it helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, sometimes you got to accept the fact that you're just better than everybody else.
Yeah.
And then walk forward in those shoes.
Yeah.
And people often go, no, I can't do that. Like, I'm not. I'm like, that's the thing. You got to ignore what the rest of the world is telling you.
Yep.
And assume that you're better than everybody else and take a step forward.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that's how you boost confidence and all that other yep. stuff, right? But a lot of people lack that
now,
self-esteem.
Now, here's the interesting about that.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting thing about that is that you know you're better than you convince yourself that you're better,
mm-hmm.
right? As long as you're better doesn't affect someone else in a harsh way.
Right, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. See, like, that's something that a lot of people
don't
get
know.
Wrong.
Don't know how to do.
Don't know how to do.
Right.
It's important to just, you know, put that out there. Because, like, for example,
it's also the way that, like, have you ever seen a businessman walk into a hotel?
Yeah.
You seen how they walk in?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, I booked a room. They go, I have a room.
Yeah.
Not, they don't go, oh, can I book a room? Yeah. They've already assumed that they have a room.
Yeah.
They go, I have a room.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, it's that confidence or like...
Well, no, I think you said it wrong.
Right.
I think you said, you stated it in the voicing of the person talking, but you said it, I have a room.
Yeah.
But you have a room.
Yeah.
You have a room?
Yeah. Right? So like they wait for the person to engage them yeah. as opposed to them engaging the person.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like that sense of listen before you act sort of
yeah.
mentality sort of thing. And it's interesting to see those things play. I don't know. I feel like sometimes social construct of like society
mm-hmm.
is so interesting to observe.
Yeah. See, like something that a lot of people don't practice is slow down in thought, but don't slow down in action.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So here's my problem.
Yeah.
I have a problem where if we're talking in conversation
mm-hmm.
and I'm in thought, yeah. I will start to stutter because yeah. my brain is still thinking of what to say.
Yeah.
And your father's notorious at calling me out on this.
Yeah.
He's like, why are you? I'm like, I'm just thinking of what to say because yeah. I don't want to, you know, I don't, like sometimes if the conversation is really serious, I don't want it to come off as like harsh or too hard, you know, like yeah. depending on what it is. Right.
So, I mean, you could also like. The issue that I have is now I'm so self-aware of my likes and my ums. Right, and I yeah. notice them a lot more. So when I say them,
yeah.
it's not like I'm beating myself up for it, but yeah. I'm like, that was completely unnecessary.
Right, because the like and them is a lot of fluff.
Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
That is completely unnecessary. If you were just simply to stop talking... and not say anything.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
But still maintain a pace that is constant.
Well, you know, like, you know when someone says something really true and factual?
Yeah.
And everyone goes, the silence is palpable. Because it's true. Because sometimes silence yeah. speaks louder than words.
It's like the song from the movie with the shark. What's it called? Jaws.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
What makes the song, the theme song in Jaws, isn't the notes.
It's the silence.
It's the silence.
Yeah.
Because during that moment of silence, you're in that suspense.
It's the tension.
Yeah.
The silence holds the tension.
Exactly. Just goes to show. Slow down.
Yeah, I remember I had a music teacher.
Don't slow down in action.
I used to have a music teacher who would say, play the silence.
Yeah.
And I remember one time he made fun of me because I was playing like a quarter second or like, no, like it's like a quarter beat faster than everybody else for some reason.
Yeah.
And it was because I had just gone through like jazz band.
Yeah.
So I was swinging everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? Like, you can't be ahead of it. I'm sorry. I don't. He goes, no, it's just you've been swinging everything, and I need you to stop.
Yeah.
He's like, get back to like the 1, 2, 3. It's not yeah. 1 and 2 and 3. Like, so it's funny. That's a music reference. If you didn't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not
basically
explaining.
Picture straight controlled tones, and then suede tones.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Actually,
yeah,
yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, definitely a lot of stuff like that where, you know, you catch yourself. And oftentimes I find the people who portray the most confidence are usually people with the least confidence in the room.
Yeah.
Which is usually rather interesting, I think, because
yeah.
rest of society, if you're just like, yo, that guy's like, he's at a, like 100 yeah. and I'm over here like a 5.8 at best.
Yeah.
Right. And then that guy walk in and he's like. But deep down inside, he's, like, falling apart. He's, like, stuck by duct tape, you know?
Yep.
It's crazy how one's ability to portray and fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
It's
That's honestly, secretly, low-key.
Yeah.
That is probably the best advice.
That's the way to live
fake
by.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you start faking it, you are living it.
Right, yeah. It's really like this whole podcast.
Yeah.
That's what this whole podcast has been.
Yeah, literally. The fact that we got here was the fact that we faked it for like 4 years.
No. I mean in the sense of like the reason we started the podcast.
Yeah.
Was like, it was not to make it like something.
Yeah.
And then
it was just quite simply, I need to talk to my brother. we need to schedule in some time.
Yeah, and then I'm like, what if we and then some of the conversations we have, we're like, what if we record them?
Yeah.
You know, and we at the beginning of the podcast, we had a lot of hypotheticals.
Yeah.
And then one of our sister's friends, actually, she was saying how, she was telling our sister how she was listening. They, like, met up or something. And she was listening to one of the episodes. And she goes, the other day, you know, your brothers are talking about, like, if you were put in a different fantasy world. Yeah. She was saying how she would have been part of, like, some, like, Disney World. And my sister was like, I had no idea what she was talking about. Yeah. I had no, because I hadn't listened to the episode.
Yeah.
She's like, how is this affecting my friends? Like, my own friend group got, like, absorbed into it. Like, how did this happen?
It's because, like, honestly, it's just something that you can have in the background. You don't need to be paying attention, truly. You can just have it as your white noise. And I used to say that a lot.
Yeah,
just
let
us be your white noise. Tune in when you find something interesting.
Well, like, it's interesting. I have a friend who, he used to say, like, yeah, I used to listen to you, like, on my way to work.
Yeah.
And I was like, how far is work? And, like, why does it take? He's like, no, it's because these are 20 minutes to get to work and then 20 minutes to go back home.
Yep.
It's like, he's like, I listened to the whole episode coming and going.
Yep.
He's like, so it's really funny. And sometimes if the episode's really good, I'll just move it, like, I'll plug it in my earphones and I'll walk into work still listening to you. So I'm like, that's great. I love the support. It's nice. But it's also interesting because some of our bits,
we've gotten good feedback.
I have a friend who, she's convinced all of our bits are written down.
Yeah.
She's like, there's no, that has to be scripted. There's no way.
There's
nothing. She's scripted. Like, I'm over here having a heart attack and my boyfriend's asking what in the world is going on.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know how we get to those points.
Yeah.
It's by the grace of God. It's magical.
It's magical.
It is none of this world. But I don't know how we get to those points. We just get into a flow.
Yeah.
And then that flow's funny.
And then
my voice starts to, you know, do this thing.
Do this thing.
And then suddenly you have an amazing bit that you would have never gotten if you didn't prompt me to it.
Well, yeah. Well, usually because I find the best podcasts are the ones we had a conversation about something prior to the podcast.
Yeah, they're just spontaneous.
Because usually we'll have a conversation before the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we start the podcast, it feels like we're already mid-conversation, but we're not actually mid-conversation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's really interesting to see that play out.
Yeah, I really want to almost start like an exclusive for the podcast where we talk like deep-rooted stuff.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the things that we do talk about is like very like deep and very personal.
Right, yeah.
But like obviously not like personal,
right,
but like we hit on psychological topics that some may not agree with,
right,
and someone would be like, I've never thought about it that way, you've just helped me,
right? Yeah, exactly. But
see, because like,
and some of the lines of thought, I'm like, I can't remember what it was that I said the other day on the pod that I cut it out.
Yeah.
And actually I think it was last week I said it and you're like, you're gonna get canceled.
Yeah,
I cut it out because there's certain things and certain thoughts that we all have.
Yeah.
And not to say that they're intrusive. No,
and I've started writing if I say something that sounds good.
Yeah.
I've started writing it down like it was a while ago now, but there was something that I said
that you said.
That I said, and
look at him, I think, pulling out his notes on his phone.
It was about mistakes.
Okay, right.
Right? And I told you like about failures and stuff.
Oh, right.
And then I wrote down, people misunderstand mistakes with the lack of intelligence. Because we are human, we all learn from our failures and mistakes. The definition of failure simply defines the lack of success, not loss. So keep going, mistakes happen. When you're unaware or don't know, meaning that if there is no base of acknowledgement, it's a mistake, which is why... Wait, oh, wow, I can't grammar.
That's gonna be on his tombstone. I can't grammar.
Meaning that if there is no base of acknowledgement, it's a mistake, which is why we call it accidents. So don't burden yourself. Simply learn, and that is why we call it gaining wisdom. Now, if you don't know what I just said, because I barely understood what I said because my grammar is bad. Basically, what I said was mistakes are simply the lack of intelligence,
and the lack of absence of success.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and that's true for most things. We had a conversation with somebody about that where they asked us that sort of kind of question.
Yeah.
And that's how, actually, I think you responded like that.
Yeah.
How failure is just a lack of success. And I brought up the age old, it's just the psychologist answer.
Yeah.
And the psychologist answer to failure. The psychologist answer to what success is,
yeah,
is defined by each individual person.
Yeah.
And usually the example given is the mailman answer, whereas if someone grows up and their goal in life is to become a mailman and they achieve that, does that mean that they've achieved less success than someone who wanted to be a doctor? Or is it the same level of success? Yeah. Because they both had different dreams, but they both achieved their goal, right? Yeah. So it's not to say that, you know, one person's level of success is less than another. And technically, realistically, in a modern society, you need both of them.
Yeah.
You need both of them to have a functioning society.
Yep.
You know, emails can only take you so far.
Yeah.
But
it literally goes back to Maslow's hierarchy.
Right. And, you know, and that's really what it is. If you don't know what Maslow's hierarchy, Google that, because I ain't going to explain that right now. I got like
Google
5 minutes of this.
Google search Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yeah.
And you'll see it.
You'll get it. You learned that in grade 12, no, in grade 11, gym?
Gym?
In Canada, you learned that in gym class.
Learned that in gym class.
Or was it grade 12? I can't remember what, I think I took gym all through.
Learned it in business and I learned it in psychology.
You took psychology in high school?
No, I didn't take psychology in high school.
Oh, I learned it in high school.
Because I took psychology 101 and then I took psychology 1 and 2.
I learned it in high school.
So I had 3 levels of psychology.
I don't remember. I don't know why I feel it was gym class.
I don't know why you feel like it's just, I don't know why you'd talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs because it's gym class. I feel like you'd be like, this is an STI.
This is what it is. Here's a book. No, it's take some pamphlets. No, it was definitely, I don't know. I don't know why. Or maybe it was in a law class, actually.
Mm.
Where we talked about that for some ethical reason, you know?
Yeah.
Like some I don't know. Or maybe I had just had gym class. Mm-hmm. That's why like the correlation is crossing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways,
just Google it.
Yeah.
You know it. Well, you don't know it if you're Googling it, but you'll get it.
Yeah. I mean, you'll get it. You'll understand. You'll connect.
Yeah.
But it's obviously very interesting stuff. I think that the more we know about ourselves,
yeah,
the stranger things get. I feel that the more you self-identify with things, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, don't self-identify too much because then you get picky.
True. Right. That's what I was getting at. You know, and also, you can also scare yourself into identifying things that
don't exist.
That don't exist. Like, it's a fabrication in your mind. It's like if you read the DSM-5,
yeah,
you identify with like half of them. But realistically, you only have like one or two.
Hypochondriac.
Right? But you get what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where I was told, I remember that psychology, I think it's like psychology 3 or something like that.
If you don't know what the DSM-5 is, it's basically just the book bible of like mental illness.
Mental illnesses. And also, what's the other word for it?
I don't know.
I don't want to say disorder because that's not the right word. I mean, there are some in there.
Yeah.
But
it's just like anything with the mind.
Yeah.
That is behavior.
That can be diagnosed.
Yeah. It's basically every diagnosis in a book.
Right. And I remember, I think it was Psychology 3, where the professor was saying how you should never read it trying to self-diagnose.
Yeah. You should always be reading it for a third person.
Right. And then I'm like, so how do psychologists go about, like, imagine if you're the only psychologist and you need to diagnose yourself, like, how do you go? You
know? I mean, no, because realistically, in order to be a successful, I feel like to be a successful psychologist, you have to have a good friend group.
Right.
Not to say that you can't succeed without having a good friend group.
Right.
What I'm saying is, since you're absorbing so much from others, there has to be an outlet for you to let go.
Right. But
because otherwise, eventually, the breakdown happens.
Yeah, yeah. But I think also, usually in psychology, you're just a mediator. Like in a lot of couples counseling, that's what you are. You're just a mediator.
Yeah.
Right?
You're just like, there to make sure there isn't an argument.
No, you're there to mediate the argument. Because usually people end up arguing in there.
Well, yeah, but it's
you're leading them into an argument that is beneficial and an argument that isn't an argument, because the argument isn't to attack the other person's feelings, it's to actually communicate.
Right, exactly. So, and finding the way to communicate through the, like, you know,
yeah,
because that's a, the other thing too is most argue, especially when it comes to relationship stuff,
yeah,
most arguments are very emotionally driven.
Yep.
From both sides. You can't just say it's once. It's both sides are usually very emotionally driven.
And that's what breaks up a lot of relationships, actually.
And what's actually interesting, and the only reason it's emotionally driven from both sides, mm-hmm, is because both sides actually care.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. Like, yep. So it's just, I always find it interesting. People say, oh, yeah, we had an argument and we broke up. And I'm like, well, if you had an argument that was that severe, clearly you both cared about each other enough to get to that point.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. It's just
simply the fact that people don't realize if you're in an argument,
yeah,
it's because you care.
Right.
And by letting go and saying whatever, I don't care, yeah, is self-neglect.
Right.
And then you push yourself away.
Right.
Right. I love how I'm getting deep into it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's
then fine. You push yourself away.
Yeah.
And since nothing is actually, since it doesn't lead to actual communication.
Right.
You end up in a state of, that argument led to nothing.
Right.
And your dispute meant nothing. But you were definitely emotionally invested.
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 I heard infested.
Invested.
Okay.
Definitely invested.
Yeah.
And you guys broke up for basically nothing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, since they say the words whatever, grow themselves into denial.
Right. Now, remember how this is a comedy podcast?
This is a comedy podcast where you come to laugh and enjoy a good time and not think about your emotional behaviors. But, you know, sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens.
It happens. You may not agree with what I say. You can disagree. But for my own personal experience, I can say.
I mean, from what I've observed.
Yeah. From what I've observed.
From what I've seen and like throughout time and
if history, something can happen three times, my, what is to say my it doesn't time happen on this fourth
planet, what I've seen happen throughout the ages is this.
Yeah.
You know, and not to say that, because some arguments, you know, are valid, you know.
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely. Not to unvalidate arguments.
No, for sure. And sometimes the argument starts because, like, one person is basically holding the other person to a standard that's just like,
yeah,
like, it's if not right. You,
like, the best advice I could give for any relationship,
yeah,
whether it's friendship, romantic, or platonic, I don't care what it is. Just communicate your feelings. Communicate your behavioral expectations.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like, yo, I just like it when you're happy and I don't like it when you do. Like, you don't have to be like that. It's just the subtlety in things.
Okay,
just like,
especially, okay, when it comes to like a romantic relationship,
yeah,
we all want the movie relationship. But that's not the real world.
Like, people think that love is just like, oh, love at first sight. But let's be real here. Love is grown. Love is learned.
Well, also, I mean, if it's like a movie, that just means love is a bunch of cheesy lines.
But realistically.
Most of it is. Yes, I know. Most of it is. I'm aware. Yeah. I'm aware of how it works.
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
We're a comedy podcast.
We're a comedy podcast.
We're hilarious, guys.
I don't even know what this is anymore. You know what? You should wrap up. That's what we should do. We should wrap up this episode because it's getting out of hand. And, you know, yeah.
Remember, your failures are not a loss. You can learn from them. So keep going. And remember, communicate.
So we're a motivational podcast.
We're now a motivational podcast. We should add that in the title. Just that way we can validate this.
Okay.
But we talk about our day-to-day lives.
I mean,
technically that isn't about my day-to-day. It's about some external event that happened to someone else that I'm talking about. But it's kind of relation to,
you
know, my life.
I feel like if we really dug deep, I feel like this podcast would become a relationship advice and we start getting emails about it.
Honestly, I almost feel like we should not get it. I don't want to do that.
Subscribe to our Patreon to get our own advice.
No, we don't have a Patreon, so don't go looking.
But
I mean, if you want to click that bell notification, hit that subscribe button.
What is it? Bad advice? Bad advice with Victor and Adrian?
Bad advice. Well, we give sometimes good advice. Our slogan would be,
dumb advice.
No, our slogan would be, don't do it. And then just, yeah. Anyways, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed that episode. How do you get episode.
That slogan in the...
Not that episode, this episode.
I mean, how do you get the slogan to sound like that when it's like in word?
You just... It's like... Ba-dum-ba-ba-ba. It's a sound.
No, I know, but you know how you said that's a slogan? I was like... All I saw was like... It like on like a Twitter post. No, don't do it. How do you get... Do
it. What do you mean? How do you do that? You just literally write... Don't. And then do with a capital D. And then it. Small. Exclamation mark.
Ellipses.
Don't do it. There
we go. All right, fine. Wrap up. We got to wrap this up.
All right, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. If you found something interesting or would like us to discuss something, you know, leave something down below in the comments, because at this point, why not?
Shoot us a DM on Instagram. That's probably the best way.
Yeah, DM us on Instagram. We'll get back to you. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you share, like, and subscribe. Description is there if you want to check out everything we have to offer that we don't really offer as often, but it's there. You can check it out if you haven't already. Make sure to follow us and follow everybody else who's down there who helps make this possible, and you guys can support us on Anchor if you want, and we'll catch you guys on next one. Peace.
Bye.